Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to take a few more calls, and I'm going to get back into the news. Believe me, there's a lot of it. But I played the clip that's been out for a few weeks of Dr. Kamau Kambon, the professor, the doctor, the activist, on C-SPAN saying the plan is kill every white person on earth. You know, folks, I'm into justice. I'm into duty and honor and into standing up for the weak and the downtrodden. I mean, I have an instinctive need to stand up against bullies. And it's hard to not sometimes try to paint with a broad brush and go, well, you know, Hispanics don't like me, blacks don't like me. When you see the big groups that get the federal funding saying, kill all the whites, take over, whites are evil. But, and then you say, well, I'm your friend. I've got lots of friends that are, and they go, oh, that's code for racism, that you've got lots of Hispanic and black friends. And like, well, no, it's not. I'm saying I'm your, see, those groups don't want to be friendly, folks. It's like the Klan doesn't want to be friends with blacks, no matter what they try. And no matter what you do. And so I'm just disgusted by injustice and by all this. And it's got to stop. We got to do something about it. And I mentioned the fact that when Malcolm X figured this out, that it was a facade, the FBI and a major black organization got together and killed him. You see, they both have the same thing, keeping the groups separated, keeping people at each other's throats. Whether it's feminism or any of this stuff, it's all designed to break us up. Let's go back to, I'm talking about, you know, the brand of feminism the government pushes, folks. I don't mean women being slaves. That's not, you know, they equate feminism with that, and that's not what I'm talking about. Let's go ahead and go back to Rodney, and then later we'll get to Wyatt, Michael, Tim, Shannon, and others. Go ahead, Rodney, and finish up what you were saying.
Well, it's really not, I don't really have much more to add other than I have seen many people who will, and I'll just go ahead and say it, they are racist. They will sit and listen to Edgar Steele and Gerard Taylor and David Dukes, and they have no problems with them when they say the blacks are subhuman. But then you have this individual, this black doctor, who's obviously a racist too, say what he said, and the same people, they want to barbecue this guy and say that he wants to kill white people. And I agree with you, Alex. It's dangerous. And I'm one who's for justice. I'm like you. I have an instinctive need to stand up against people who are bullies and racist. But you know, this is a very, very powerful tool of Satan the devil. And I'm talking about Satan, the devil in the Bible. That's not the one that some people try to say is the white man. But nevertheless, you know, I have heard some individuals who shocked me when they said that they had no problems with what Paul Harvey said. You know, one morning I was listening to Dave Von Kleist Joyce, and I loved their show, but I was shocked to hear Dave Von Kleist said he had no problems with what Paul Harvey said. He didn't see anything wrong with it, when in fact, like you, Alex, it's clear that it was very racial. I don't see how anybody could justify what Paul Harvey said.
Are you sure he wasn't being sarcastic?
No.
He does that a lot. I mean, he kind of does what I do.
I didn't call and ask him if he was being sarcastic, but I thought that I was pretty clear. I thought I was understanding him pretty clearly.
Totally clear what Paul Harvey did, and I appreciate your call, Rodney. I mean, Paul Harvey just said it's good. It justifies the means. Nuke all the Arabs, kill all the Indians with smallpox, bioweapons, blacks being slaves is good. And I mean that was amazing. And that's a worse than what the black doctor said, because so many more people heard it. I mean, Paul Harvey isn't, you know, just some little nobody professor.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I didn't mean for it to get off into this, but it did. We've spent the lion's share of this 2+ hour broadcast talking about, well, this black professor saying, kill every white. All whites must die, that's the problem. Which is just totally ridiculous. And Rodney just pointed out that Paul Harvey clip. In fact, I forgot to ask you, John, do you still have that in the computer? Well, Paul Harvey said, hey, we killed the Indians with bioweapons, with smallpox blankets. We enslaved the blacks. We ought to nuke the Arabs. This is how we keep America strong. Just insane. And really just said in a less, well, it was pretty blunt, but not quite as directly harsh. You know, he didn't say kill all blacks, but he just said basically injustifies the means. It's the same thing. Why is this acceptable? Because the elite wants us all to start thinking like this. See, it's very tribal. Let's kill all the Arabs. Well, we did it to the blacks and the Indians. Let's do it to the Arabs. Yeah, they're not humans. Well, see, I'm against that. And I'm against all the racial attacks against whites, which outnumber the racial attacks on blacks and Hispanics. Now, they're massive. I'm against it, folks. And, you know, I'm not bad because I'm against racist groups attacking whites. And I'm not bad because I'm against racist groups attacking blacks. And, folks, you've seen the websites and heard the calls and the whole shows about how I'm an evil Jew lover and how I'm an evil black lover. And then you can find the sites where I'm an evil racist. You see, this is all these people are into. Jewish groups, which are Zionists, white groups, black groups, Hispanic groups. You guys are all a bunch of scum. You really are. I'm a human being that wants freedom. And I don't look at you by what color you are. But I'm watching to see, though, what you're going to do, what you're going to say. You know, I grew up, folks, where it was unheard of. You know, we didn't swagger around going, look at those black people, look at those, you know, N-words, look at those wetbacks, look at those, you know, all these terms. I never heard that stuff growing up in Dallas with all the whites I knew and all my white friends. But then I'm told how super widespread it is and how all over the place it is. Now, in my life now, I've heard it. Here and there, it's pretty rare, except you start talking about listening to what black folks are saying and what Hispanics are saying. But see, they do it from a self-righteous point of view. Well, all the whites hate us, so we better hate them. And see, that's not really the case. Though that's starting to turn, there are a lot of whites now. They're going, I'm not going to be politically correct. I used to be a big liberal. No, I'm going to join. I'm going to join the National Alliance. Which, again, just feeds into this whole thing, and the globalists just laugh and love it. I don't hear these black groups talking about the Queen of England. I don't hear these white groups talking about the Queen of England. I don't hear them talking about Juan Carlos. I don't hear them talking about any of the Rothschilds. None of it. None of it. It's all just let's fight with each other and let's go ahead and roll Paul Harvey. Here it is.
On something for weeks, let's get it up and get it out for what it's worth. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, Winston Churchill said that the American people, he stood the American people, he said, and this is a direct quote, we didn't come this far because we are made of sugar candy. That was his response to the attack on Pearl Harbor, that we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. And that reminder was taken seriously, and we proceeded to develop and deliver the bomb, even though roughly 150,000 men, women, and children perished in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, with a single blow, World War II was over. Following New York, September 11, Pearl Harbor, Winston Churchill was not here to remind us that we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. So, following the New York disaster, we mustered our humanity. We gave old pals a pass, even though men and money from Saudi Arabia were largely responsible for the devastation of New York and Pennsylvania and our Pentagon. We called Saudi Arabians our partners against terrorism, and we sent men with rifles into Afghanistan and Iraq, and we kept our best weapons in their silos. Even now, we're standing there dying, daring to do nothing decisive because we've declared ourselves to be better than our terrorist enemies, more moral, more civilized. Our image is at stake, we insist. But we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. Once upon a time, we elbowed our way onto and into this continent by giving smallpox-infected blankets to Native Americans. Yes, that was biological warfare. And we used every other weapon we could get our hands on to grab this land from whomever, and we grew prosperous. And yes, we greased the skids with the sweat of slaves. And so it goes with most great nation states, which, feeling guilty about their savage pasts, eventually civilized themselves out of business and wind up invaded and ultimately dominated by the lean, hungry, up-and-coming who are not made of sugar candy. Paul Harvey, good day.
So we played that because it's so evil to analyze it. Now, listen to this. As if Iraq, I thought we were there liberating them. What are the targets? Name the military target. Baghdad, 4.5-5 million people. What, we're just 15% of it Christian? 5% Jew, we're just going to bomb that city. And I hear this on talk radio every day when I tune in. Literally, every time I tune in, if you listen long enough, that's an exaggeration. Every week or two I hear it, but I don't listen that much. I hear it on a routine basis. I know you hear it every day if you listen every day. I mean, it's just, let's nuke them. Let's nuke Saudi Arabia. It was a minority of people in Saudi Arabia that fund the Wahhabi sect. The Wahhabi sect is a minority in Saudi Arabia. That's like if a gang is operating in East Austin, robbing old ladies, and has killed 20 people. That's like saying, let's nuke Austin, Texas. It makes no sense. It's not like it's a military target with, say, Japan. And then he just, we gave smallpox blankets, because that's true. They've got the manuals on how to do it. The Brits did it, even before this was America, it was done. The French did it, too, to knock out the natives. And he just calmly, we're not made, we're tough. We poison people. We bioweapon them. And we grease the skins with black slaves. That's how we built this country. What does that mean? By the way, it's been proven that only 1% of Southerners owned slaves, and that it was used to actually leverage out the economy and keep the wages down. It's like these idiots who go, make them prisoners work. Yeah, you catch the black kid with some cocaine, put him in jail for 5 years, mandatory sentence, and make him work. Well, that little black kid or little white kid's competing against you for 20 cents an hour. He's working at a building stuff against you. That's why you don't have a job. The same thing. Slavery wasn't good for this country. It's never good. Slavery brought down the Roman Empire, made them fat and weak and lackadaisical. So I'm sick of it. I mean, I really am sick of it. And you want to know what built this country? It was Chinese slaves, folks. You want to know what really got the railroads going? It was Irish, predominantly, but also, we'll talk about some minority group, it was Chinese. You never really hear about them, though, because they're not in the business of griping and complaining too much. They're in the business of working hard and taking over. That's why you don't hear much from them. They're just taking over. Fine and dandy. Look, the point here is that I am tired of this. I'm tired of it. And, I mean, it shows the sickness, the decadence of our country. Our president says, I don't care if we're torturing, I'm going to veto it. We're going to keep torture going. Ann Coulter's saying, take the gloves off, we need to kill more civilians, we need to be more brutal. That'll just cause more resistance. And now let's just nuke countries and black slaves are good and then black leaders, let's kill all the whites. And I call up some Mexican Independence Day parade and go, are you guys racial? Yeah, you're white, aren't you? You're a racist. We're going to get your women. I'm just like, you know, what planet am I living on? You see, all this multiculturalism done is actually, what it does is it fills all the so-called minority groups full of racial hatred and angst, and then it neutralizes the middle class, which is predominantly white, to just lay there while this rebellion breeds. Then they're going to switch that off like a switch and have us all fighting with each other, and meanwhile the elites can totally dominate us and control us. Well, I'm not made of sugar candy, folks, and I don't care what the peer pressure says, and I don't care how it blows, and I don't care how many people of some other group hate me. I'm not going to hate them because of their race. I will defend myself, and I will expose them. But if we want to be free, folks, we've got to navigate this archipelago of minefields. And we've got to realize what we're dealing with here. It's economics. We are going into a very oppressive, predatory economic climate. We're going into the final phases as they finish the final construction elements of the world government. And the world government is designed to kill 85% of us conservatively. And folks, it's public. They put the same stuff in the white people's vaccines they put in the black people's vaccines. They put the same stuff in your Diet Coke. They put the same stuff in your corn and your soybeans. They spray the same stuff in the air, and there's more white kids on Ritalin and Prozac than this black professor knows that. So it's not some white plan to kill the blacks. It's a plan to enslave us all. The elite is threatened by all of us. So we shouldn't be at each other's throats. And that's the message that'll get you killed. Because the New World Order, and you think those old white bankers are threatened by this black professor or by David Duke? No, they're not. They're threatened by people like me and Malcolm X. We'll be right back.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing. We listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. That's pretty good. Sing some Johnny Cash and play a Stingray over the bottom of it. Now, see, that's never been done, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to do it first. I was just thinking about how obvious all this is when you just sit here and look at it. It's the same thing over and over and over again. And it works like a charm. The establishment is doing such bad things to us right now. All right, let me cover news, and then coming up the next segment, we'll get to Wyatt, Michael, Tim, Sharon, John, and others. Spy agency fake key Vietnam War data. And it's the London Telegraph. Here's our little comment. The spin here is that it was all one big mistake that LBJ presidential tapes prove that LBJ knew that the incident never happened, and he was discussing how to politically spin it for war propaganda. And we have the flashback LBJ tapes on the Gulf of Tonkin incident flashback. LBJ admitted in secret tape the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened and then had a lie about it. Flashback, Tonkin Gulf lie launched Vietnam War. Let me get into this new article. One of America's spy agencies faked key intelligence used to justify its investigation for intervention in the Vietnam War. It was disclosed yesterday, but the revelation was kept secret by the National Security Agency, partly because of fears it would boost criticism of the intelligence services over the war in Iraq. Yeah, no kidding. According to material uncovered by the NSA's own historian, Robert Hanyuk, middle-ranking officers altered material relating to the Gulf of Tonkin incident. We don't need them. Folks, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I interviewed some of the people that were on the ships. Okay, they were told to go up there. They attacked an island up in the Gulf of Tonkin, pulled out, and the Vietnamese were so smart. I'm not defending them, folks. I'm not defending the communists. The point is, they were so smart they didn't shoot back. They weren't dumb, okay? And this went on for hours, and then it's LBJ. I got to find that tape and play it again, but I think it's in the computer, but it's so obnoxious. It goes, foop, foop, foop. You know, every time the tape goes around, it's this horrible thump noise, but yes, Mr. President, it's McNamara. I'm down here at the ranch. He burps. I mean, literally, he's just so disgusting. And like LBJ's going, listen here, I'm down here at the ranch. This Gulf of Tonkin thing didn't happen, but how are we going to deal with it and use it? Well, Mr. President, the press is already getting on to it, so we've got to tell them again that we were attacked and this can be used to get into the war. Sounds good to me. Hold on a minute. All right, well, tell them exactly what I say then. That's basically the what's on the tape. We've got it somewhere on the website, a link to it. You can listen to hours of it. There's several discussions about it, but that's the... It's not funny, though. I shouldn't be laughing. 58,000 people died out of that lie. Of course, a few years later, they didn't just fake attacks. They'd actually attack a U.S. ship and try to blame it on Egypt. So this stuff never ends, and this is mainstream news yet again. Ann Coulter, when I had her on, she's written a book about how the Patriot Act is wonderful, but then I said, well, what about Section 802? She said on air, oh, I haven't read it. Well, same thing here out of Media Matters. Coulter, I've never heard of Scooter Libby until 10 minutes ago. She's going, what's the big deal? Who is he? I've never even heard of him. And they're like, are you serious? Well, yeah, who is he? He was the chief of staff for the vice president, you bimbo. And I see people all over with Ann Coulter books at like the mall or at the park sitting there reading it like they're reading the Bible or something. And I've read one of her books. It's written at a fifth grade level, folks. And these people read this stuff like they're reading some great, you know, rabbinical study or something. It's amazing. Some UK police appear to be little better than criminals, according to a major think tank. This is the BBC, Telegraph, and the News. And it says that they report that policing standards are set to where the only criteria is that you not be intelligent, again, below 100 IQ, and that it's actually encouraged to have people with criminal records or who are criminals. Yeah, when you got criminal governments, folks, you got criminal cops. And right here in Austin, we're not allowed to know the record of cops. They're going to know your record, though, when you're driving around. They can run your plate whenever they want, but they can be criminals. Stalin did it, Hitler did it, and you bet America's going to do it. It is muy serious. This is out of the London Telegraph, too. UN tells Syria, cooperate or else, over inquiry into the murder. Well, when we come back, we'll tell you about it. This is the classic deal. See, they play the good cop, and the good cop is pretty honoring. Listen, you do exactly as we say, or Billy Bob there is going to blow your head off. That's the UN. They're the good cop. Now, you answer our questions. You do exactly as we're told. You're going to sign this plea agreement right now. I don't care if you didn't commit the crime. You're going to sign right here. Or Big Bubba is going to have his way with you. You got that, buddy?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is thorns in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers.
All right.
100 million angels singing.
That's a good little Johnny Cash track. I think he did that a few years before he died. We're going to be going to some of your calls here. I got some other news I want to cover. UN tells Syria cooperator else over inquiry into Harari murder. Syria was formally ordered yesterday, by the world government, to halt its interference with the international inquiry into the murder of former Lebanese prime minister or face the consequences. You see, this is global government. The United Nations Security Council unanimously agreed the ultimatum in a resolution passed by a meeting of foreign ministers in New York. Jack Straw, the Foreign Secretary of England, told the gathering that President Bashar Assad's regime must change its behavior over the UN-authorized inquiry into the murder of the Lebanese leader, Rafiq Harari. The Security Council was putting the government of Syria on notice that our patience has limits, Mr. Straw says. Can you imagine the UN coming here and saying, well, there's evidence Bill Clinton murdered Treasury Secretary Ron Brown, and if you don't let us basically run your government, we're going to invade you. Meanwhile, Lord Bush has given a speech about how the evil flu may get us and he needs billions of dollars to give directly to his buddies. And then we have this article, Rumsfeld's growing stake in Tamiflu. This is out of Fortune magazine. Defense Secretary, ex-chairman of flu treatment rights holder, sees portfolio value growing. Yes, and the total stock's going up tens of billions of dollars, but he's set to make $25 million, and it could go up to $47 million if it continues. Just a whole bunch of money to be made there, and George Shultz is making some goodies. Of course, George Shultz always does, and well, there's so many others, so really, where to stop? Where to start? There's just too much. You know, I mentioned this yesterday in passing, but I should have spent more time on it. You know, we've caught British troops repeatedly dressed up like Arabs running around shooting with bombs and bombing things. We've caught Israelis doing it. That's public. In Israel and in Iraq. We've caught U.S. troops sneaking around doing it. Witnesses have seen white guys kidnapping people who then have their heads cut off later. The FBI openly gave Nick Berg over to Al-Qaeda. That's admitted. They just, he was in their custody and then given to Al-Qaeda and they sawed his head off as he squealed. But this is out of England, several publications. Terrorists steal British government's mobile phone, and they've been using it for months and run up a $990,000 bill or £500,000 bill and was missing. In fact, it's been missing since June when the British embassy in Baghdad blocked it after the company had leased it. Noticed discrepancies in the billing pattern, but it had been used to contact all the big Al-Qaeda people. Just always the same M.O., always the same story. Hey, Nazi doctor death reported, to have lived in Spain for 20 years. This is out of the People's Daily out of China. And this is interesting because, I mean, they ought to have the Nazi come over and give a speech on C-SPAN about killing all the people of color. I mean, I find it distasteful and dangerous, but, this is part of the course nowadays. Have the black leaders up there saying that. A Austrian doctor accused of killing hundreds of inmates in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II has been hiding in Spain for 20 years, the Spanish newspaper reported on Sunday. German authorities say they are hunting for Albert Heim, 91, known as Dr. Death. I thought Jack Kevorkian was known as that. He worked in Methuselah concentration camp in Austria, and it goes on. And I can't read this German. It's Mathesen. I know I got German listeners laughing at me right now. I can't read it. Here's another article, just another one here. Most offspring died when mother rats genetically engineered soy, another one on corn. And now I want to talk for a few minutes about Halloween, and I will get to Wyatt and others who are patiently holding. This is the news today after Halloween. For some Americans, every day is Halloween. Bizarre sex, self-mutilation, love of death becoming increasingly commonplace. And I know so many middle-class parents. Now, these are well-to-do families whose daughters are into goth, who cut themselves, who drink blood, or into Satanism. It is explosive. And it's sold to them by this culture. And I want these young people to know the world is beautiful and lovely and great, and there's so much to be offered. And just go out and look at this blue sky today. Stop it. No matter how mutilated your body is, you can always turn back. You can always get into life. And I know you're looking for power. You'll find a lot more power in life and love. It's always been greater than death. But it's just a big article on WorldNet Daily. Halloween is a time of bizarre or make-believe of the dark macabre, all in point of fun, of course. But then it goes into just massive examples of sex and murder and torture. And they expose how there seems to be neither boundaries nor taboos anymore when it comes to sex. Anything goes, from heterosexual to homosexual to bi, trans, poly, and you don't want to know sexual experiences. One such sexual experience that pushes the extreme end of the envelope is bug chasing, very simply. Bug chasing are people for whom getting infected with HIV is the ultimate sexual experience. And that was a big article in Rolling Stone. I mean, that's mainstream. Rolling Stone didn't believe it. They went and found out in San Francisco and New York and Houston and all over. They want HIV. Body piercing has progressed from traditional earrings to females to earrings for males, the multiple piercings for both females and males, because that's not cool anymore, though. Now they are doing mutilation where they cut off fingers. That's not cool. Got to cut off hands, both legs, and it just gets into... I can't read most of this. They have the iceberg ritual scarification. It just goes on and on. And we always see this when Rome was about to fall, whenever Israel was about to fall, whenever... This is there's nothing new. See, they don't want you to be different in your mind and different in standing up against the corrupt system and different in defending your family and having courage. They want you to mutilate and hurt yourself and love death and be groveling and weak. And I see these beautiful young women with four or five earrings on their lips, their nose, their eyes, and they look so unhappy. And no matter what you do, there are people, there's a big art form, they call it, where somebody shoots you with a 357 Magnum. They just put it up underneath your arm through the fat and the muscle at point-blank range with ball ammo. People like to have bullet holes in them. They think that's sexy. A lot of people are dying, though, in Mexico, getting arms and legs cut off because they get infected. These are the clinics that will do it. And I know I'm a hater. I'm a bigot. I'm against these people dying because they have sex with a horse. Yes. Yes, a man out of this farm out in, what was it, Oregon, that just happened last week. The horse was delivering to him, and he died of that. I mean, it's just constant. Oh, and I'm backwards and bigoted. No, that's degenerate and gross and sick and full of death. You know, the man having a stallion mount him. And there's stuff I can't even mention, folks. Blood drinking, just all of it. Here's CNN. Tax break for witchcraft classes. Appalachia, cobwebs cling from the wooden rafters. Dusty shelves are cluttered with glass jars of homebrewed potions, dried herbs, and stone amulets. An oil cooker and a black cauldron sits next to the corner. It's a Halloween party, and they're getting federal funding to do it. Here's another one. Dead mourned, honored in Vancouver, Canada, Halloween cemetery performance. This is out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. And it says they went and did rituals with the tombstones and the children and communed with the dead spirits. That's what Halloween was. Samhain was communing with the dead. That's the Druid ritual. And they got the city, Vancouver, British Columbia, desecrating these graves. Let me tell you, you better hope none of my family's in some grave when you try to pull this junk. You're not going to go grab on my grandfather's grave and gyrate and hump on it and think you're going to get away with it. You're not supposed to walk on the graves. Show a little bit of respect, you degenerate scum. People walk quietly past lanterns and candlelit shrines, stop to mourn the graves and whisper to the dead. A few men in rock outfits and pink wigs, Superman costumes, and women dressed as flappers looked uncomfortable, trying to wrap their heads around what was happening. And it just says that, oh, it's funded by the city, and communing with the dead is what the city wants to do now. And they go to the oldest cemetery there, and they hug the tombstones. And see, this is their religion, folks, and it's right out in the open. Here's another one. New law could link our courts with torture, getting out of the Halloween news. Well, wait, that's coming up in a second. I got my stacks out of order here. Where's my Detroit Free Press about all the witchcraft in Detroit? Now it's a big city event. Michigan Wiccans mark Halloween as start of New Year. That's one of them. For some, the time of the year means much more than Halloween. It gets into the witches. That's out of the Journal Times. That's not. Here's Detroit Free Press. Wiccans mark Halloween as start of New Year, AP, and it just goes into how wonderful they are, and if you don't follow their religion, you're basically evil. Let's just take calls, and I'll get back to the rest of this news. The point is that the Wiccans try to claim there's some new thing. It's not new. And every earth worship cult, from the Hawaiians to the Germanic Druids, engaged in human sacrifice. Now, that's not debatable. They've dug up thousands of skeletons in England who were ritualistically killed. And burning babies and burning the noblemen, that is kind of different, though. There they would actually, if things really got bad, they'd burn the nobleman and he would offer himself up. Slitting people's throats isn't cool. And I'm not going to give my children up to you bastards. So, and you can sit there and not know what your own religion is like a bunch of idiots. And tell me I'm some backwards Christian. Listen, Julius Caesar tried to ban what you were doing. Tex talked about that yesterday, but that's in his own writings. I mean, they pulled up and watched teenage kids on spits and people eating them, and Caesar said, kill these priests. These people are sick. And he was a pagan, folks. I mean, look, human sacrifice is bad, okay? The Aztecs are bad, and I don't want to hear I'm talking bad about a culture. All cultures are good. As far as I'm concerned, the Nazis didn't have a good culture. They had a degenerate death culture. And so did the Aztecs. They're just as bad as the Nazis. Why do so many Mexicans I know, who are illegal aliens up here, why are they into that whole Aztec culture? They were hated by all the tribes. They were the people that ran around kidnapping the tribes and sacrificing them. You see, again, you've got the same taste as the New World Order. The New World Order has this taste, so they tell you with tax foundation money, in these radical liberation theology classes on school campuses, they fund Mecha and La Raza to teach you that. All right, now I'm really ranting. Let's talk to... I don't want to hear this stuff in serious. It is serious, okay? There's an epidemic of people carving on themselves and blood drinking and all kinds of stuff. And all this Harry Potter stuff is a fast track right into it. You may think it's cutesy-tootsy. It isn't. Believe me, folks, I know, okay? I know. Let's go ahead. Yes, and I've talked about it before, folks. Believe me, I've seen it from the inside, okay? And not for long, either. It was prolific where I grew up in Rockwall, Texas. Let's go ahead and take a call here from Wyatt, Maryland. Been holding patiently. Welcome, Wyatt.
How you doing, Alex? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I had waited for an hour and a half to talk to you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I know, but you said you were going to get to the phones a few different times.
Okay, I can't. You know what? Yeah. Thanks for the call, Wyatt. I'm just not going to take calls today. That's it. No more calls. In fact, I may just suspend calls, folks. You know, I'm not bad, okay? I say things, and you don't like me now, that's fine, too. Okay? We had a lady calling earlier. I gave her 3 minutes. I looked at the clock, didn't interrupt her. And then she got mad, she wanted more time. And I know you probably hate my guts. Wyatt's been calling this show for 10 years. And I don't care. I just cannot put up with it anymore. I'm not going to be chewed out. I'm not going to be griped at. I know you're probably at work, and now you're all screwed up, and now you wasted all this time, and I'll never hear from you again, and c'est la vie. Okay? C'est la vie. Here's knowing you, kid. In fact, I got my apple juice right here. I'm going to drink a toast. Bon voyage here. You can tell, folks, I'm pretty hyped up today. I'm really mad about all the things that are happening in this culture. We're going to hell in a handbasket. And I can only say thanks for holding, and then, oh, I've been holding a long time. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you said you were going to go to me. You said you were going to take calls. Gee, if you don't take my apology, it's fine. We just don't have to go. In fact, sorry to all the other callers. I'm just not taking any. You know, there's a lot of news here I need to cover. And if you don't like the show, don't tune in. It's really simple. You know, I don't do this because I enjoy it. And I know I'm a big mouth and a loud mouth, and it sounds like I run off at the mouth. It's not because I'm some arrogant bastard who's into himself. I'm not, folks. I study this. I'm upset about this. I'm here trying
there
to do
is
this
a
job
secret that holds
to warn
the world's
people.
Destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I want to cover all this news, and I'm so long-winded, and I want to take your calls. And we can do like Coast to Coast AM does. We could do 3 hours with no callers and then do the last hour calls, or do 2.5 hours and the last 30 minutes of calls, or we could take calls once a week. And I'm seriously considering going to that format, and then people won't have to complain about having to hold. By the way, Wyatt, I'm not trying to get on your bad side, I'm getting a fight with you here, but they put in the computer when somebody calls, just because their name's on the computer, you know, Wyatt, Maryland, what time they put your name there. You've been holding 45 minutes, not an hour and a half. Now, see, this is important news. We're going to talk about it now. But seriously, all over the country, they're now taking one-room cabins, you name it. and charging them upwards of seven times what they were being paid on property taxes, claiming that their view increases the value by that, a view of any type of wildlife. There's all these new scams where the government is just raping the living daylights out of us. Big Apple workers switch to RFID payments, tech web, after a long wait, commuters traveling between New Jersey and New York could soon be using RFID technology to board trains. Oh, and see, that dovetails with New York City subway bag searches, a federal case, CBS News. And, is it legal to just search people randomly? Of course it's not. But they start on the planes, then the buses, then the streets. A Port Authority of New York and New Jersey voted 4 years ago to approve the project, but only began to establish guidelines for the use last spring. The PA plans to install readers in 13 stations by next spring, and you will have your own RFID card that tracks your name and goes back to your database and how much you've put on the card, and it just says it'll track everybody like the Easy Pass going down the roads. So see, there you go. We're about to have that here as well. Big article out of Knight Rider News Service, ultra-violent atrocities saturate pop culture. And yeah, it's worse than ever. I mean, I'll turn the TV on when I'm on the treadmill or the exercise bike, and it is just wall-to-wall violence, just gratuitous. And again, it isn't that I can't handle the violence, I'm a wimp. It's that it just desensitizes. It's just... we know what it does, and this article gets into that, and how it's all being made to be a big joke. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable to see all of this happening, and it makes me very upset that our entire free society is not going to be free very, very soon. I mean, we are going in to the final stages. The final steps of enslavement. Doesn't matter what color you are or what religion you are, you're being enslaved. And our leaders are bought and paid for. And I'm sorry sometimes if I respect you so much, listeners, that I don't put on an act and I don't sit here and grovel and lick your boots, and I don't expect you to do that to me. I don't want all the compliments and all the... I don't care. This is a fight. This is a life and death fight. I really appreciate you, the listeners. I appreciate our affiliates. I appreciate our sponsors. I appreciate our callers. I appreciate John Harmon running the show right now, my radio producer, Violet Jones. I appreciate my crew, everybody. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to be your host Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight. But I'm also not a punching bag. And so you can forget it. And I'm not here to be harassed either. I'm not here to be trifled with. This is serious. This is a war. This isn't a game. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Check out all the new articles and documents and video clips and films that are there. And be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Now, it's up to you. You know the score. This stuff is real. This isn't a game. Let's get our heads screwed on straight. Let's defend humanity from dehumanization. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.